Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Mots, we are back. Episode 173 of the Rink Shrinks. What do you say? You ready to go?
Let's go. Tournament time is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there. Odds, lines, and info on every game, every round, right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device. Even track your real-time bracket all the way through the tournament. Head on over to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
All right, Mots. Sorry about the voice this week. A lot going on at work, so it's kind of been a busy one, but it's good to have you back in the saddle with me.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, it's the flu game for you. You know, I mean, we're here. You're battling through. I kind of imagine the guys that you're yelling at work. So I'll carry the load for us here like you did last week. That's what teammates do, man. We pick each other up.
That's it. And happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the age is creeping up there. You know, still young at heart, though. Young at heart. And I mean, it's just another lap, you know. We trying to gain experience each year. A little more wisdom.
Exactly. I love it. I went over to the BU game Saturday night, watched them, which was pretty cool. Hockey East experience. Was with a bunch of guys over there, so it was pretty cool and it was fun. But we got the Hockey East championships coming up, so looking forward to that. Semifinals, a set, UMaine and BU, BC versus UMass. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, the teams that belong there, I think, are there. It's a great time of year. Going to the Garden, was able to kind of experience that when I was at BC. BU, BC in the finals, that's my prediction. You could go either way. BC's been playing really well. They're kind of motivated to prove that they are the number one team in the country. And I don't really see anyone, you know, stopping them, but BU is obviously right there. So it's going to be great, great hockey all around, you know, both games, all four teams are deserving to be there. But I think BC comes out with the Hockey East Championship this weekend.
All right, well, we'll see. I think BU looked really good on Saturday. It was fun to watch them. Really like that, obviously, Celebrini, but that Cade Weber on defense, just big, puck-moving, steady Eddie defenseman back there. So I think he actually just won the Hockey East Defenseman of the Year, And you know, it'll be a battle. It'll be a battle.
Yeah, those guys are invaluable. You know, you get a lot of the guys that get the headlines with, you know, the scoring and the offense. But when you have a good team, you have players like that that can, you know, move the puck consistently on time to the forwards who want it. And, you know, he's had a great year. And I would say a big part of why their defense is as good as it is. And speaking of that, the top 10 of the Hobie Baker Award for best college player was announced. And, you know, there's quite a few local players here, right? So when you get all those guys, you know, playing in their tournaments, their league tournaments, but, you know, Jackson Blake from North Dakota, Macklin Celebrini, Boston University, freshman, Jack Devine from Denver, Cutta Gauthier from Boston College, Colin Graff, local kid from Quinnipiac.
Former guest.
Exactly. Yeah. Lane Hudson from Boston University, Kyle McClellan from Wisconsin, Liam McGlinsky from Holy Cross, Sam Morton, Minnesota State, and Will Smith, another local kid from Boston College, another freshman. So good luck to those guys. I mean, as far as the Hobie Baker goes, like the top 10 is great. You know, what we did as, you know, we had three guys from my team in 2000.
Crazy. And
yeah, it just shows the depth of the team. And, you know, you set out to win national championships, but it is a cool honor to be even nominated. And a lot of guys who I played with were nominated. So congrats to them and good luck in the playoffs upcoming playoffs.
Did you catch any of the MIAA? Oh, sorry. But did you see any of those highlights, the MIAA hockey with St. John's Prep and Winchester in the finals?
I did. Buzzer beater right at the end. What a way to kind of cap off a historic run for St. John's Prep, though. I mean, they had a good run down the throughout the season, and, you know, to win it with I mean, it was so close, right? They had to review it, you know, the goal scorer knew and did a nice little swan dive across the B, and yeah, it was pretty cool. It was really good. I was happy for those guys, and congrats to those guys for winning the state championship.
Yeah, I just find it interesting that there's no goal judges.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, back in the day, it would have been a human judgment call, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, flick the light on, but if he's laid on it, you know, the red light versus the green light. The green light comes on when the buzzer, when the clock strikes zero. So, it would have been interesting, but, you know, they got the call right. And, you know, congrats to those fellas for bringing home the championship. And again, like, I have a buddy who's a huge Prep fan, and, you know, he was giving me updates throughout the game and throughout their run. So good for them.
Yeah, they were the best team I thought I saw in, you know, the public school, Catholic schools this year. They were good from top to bottom, solid team. So it was good for those guys. But what do you say? Let's get into the mailbag here. You want to talk about Franklin first?
Yeah. Before we dip into the mailbag, Franklin Sports, the official street hockey partner of the National Hockey League. Check out our official line of street hockey games and training equipment at franklinsports.com today. All right. I'll take the first question here. Good day, Shrinks. Love the show. Right to the point. I was the head hockey coach for my daughter's U13 team the last two seasons. The organization put out the notice for next year's coaching applications and put right in the fine print, looking for non-parent or woman coaches. I know you talked a bit about the non-parent coaches already, and my opinion is no one cares more about my daughter's team development and success than I do. But my question comes on the other end. Should we choose a woman coach with less experience and knowledge just because she's a woman? I see the side of trying to have women in the leadership role, and I would gladly be a part of a mentoring program to get some more women experience and eventually become head coaches. But to be told they found a better candidate than myself who played in the OHL and won a Junior A national championship is a little bit of a slap in the face. I truly love coaching and have applied to jump over and coach my son's team, but I just don't want to see the women's game suffer because we are trying to rush the image rather than the result. Thank you for your thoughts. P.S. I have my manager, assistant coach, two trainers, and treasurer, all women on my staff this past season. That's a good good question slash scenario to kick around here.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for him. Like, obviously, you got a quality coach who's been with these girls for a long time. He's vested, and he wants to be part of it. You know, to just get a non-parent, I think is... Like, I would take it as a little bit of a slap in the face. Obviously, you know, he says it right here. He's got some women coaches and managers that are involved. So, you know, I don't see why you would change it at this point.
I would just say if you're in a position to hire, it really should be the qualifications of the coach. What's best for the team? And, you know, he mentioned his experiences and he loves the development side of it and cares so much. And he just so happens to have a daughter on the team. And I think that pushing the non-parent and getting a less knowledgeable, less experienced person just because of the gender does a disservice to the kids. So, yes, I agree with, you know, forcing the issue, you know, that's a case of forcing the issue. And there would be definitely times where maybe the woman, you know, position or woman in, you know, who's getting hired would have more experience than some, say, typical parent. So you have to look at it case by case. And if you're looking out for the best interest of the players, I mean, you can't, you know, just say, have this box checked when it's doing a disservice to the players. So yeah, I would be upset myself if that was the case, if an organization put that in place. So, I would just say voice your, opinion and present exactly how you presented it to us. And I think that, you know, I think the program directors should take that into account. And especially if you have an, you know, a staff of women like that, that should check that box, you know, because they're around, they're active, they're involved in the team at different capacities, but you know, the X's and O's and managing the team as a coach falls on your shoulders. So I would just, you know, that's all I would do. I would just go with your, you know, kind of scenario that you played out for us and, you know, see where it goes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That's a tough spot though. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Next one here. This one comes from Pittsburgh. Love the podcast. I am a dad of a hockey girl in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I wanted to bring your attention to proposed rule changes in the Pittsburgh Amateur Hockey League, the PAHL, is about to vote on. I'm strongly opposed to the proposed rule changes that the PAHL is proposing that would ban my daughter from participating in her local hockey organization in the PAHL next year and limit girls' opportunities to play in older age groups. This is going to shine a really bad light on local youth hockey in the Pittsburgh area. So he passed along the proposed rule change, the existing one, and the rationale for the proposal. And in summary, it's a tier one player, so like a travel team player at a tier one level, is not going to be allowed to play for their town team, let's just say. Their rec or town team, which would be considered tier two. So as a girl cannot play with the boys for the town team. And personally, like this would have affected my daughter.
Yeah.
And maybe not, because like there is no real clarification if it was a tier two travel situation. Part of that organization, could she play play the town, which would have been the case. Who knows? But they're saying they're identifying here tier one team players. So like some of her friends who are on the top team wouldn't be able to play with her on that town team.
Yep.
So I disagree with it because I mean the girls are all, I mean they're the rationale is that the girls can do it and the boys cannot. So they're just having a gender equality issue. And I think it's limiting the opportunity for girls to be able to, number one, play with their friends, boy or girl, you know, up to a certain age, or even if they're good enough to play through. And also, like, you know, because that development that we talk about all the time is invaluable for the girls as, you know, kids get stronger and quicker and a little bit, more physical without the checking. I think that really benefits the girls' play when they go back to playing with their all-girls teams. So I think that would be one of the things that I would push back on. I mean, I don't understand where this came from. If you think about it, it could be coming from, you know, a disgruntled few people on the boys' side who want to play with their friends, but they're on this tier one, say, path. And they're kind of talking like that they're too good for the town team, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's strange. I mean, we're used to around here girls playing on different elite teams and then playing with their town, playing with their friends, similar to your situation with your daughter. I don't agree with it. I think it's, you know, let the girls play with their typical teams. They really wouldn't declare, you know, to have to just play on the one team to like that national bound age group, right? At that point in time, is when you have to kind of separate. And that's a lot of time, especially, you know, I can speak from my experience, is when the girls, you know, checking starts and they're going to a national, national age group type of situation. So they declare just that one team. So let them play, especially at the younger age groups. I don't see any issues with it. And that's a wrap. That's all I got.
Yeah. And it did, you know, specify in that, like it was like the U10 and U12, you know, associations that have the older national bound teams. They can't play for their rec team or their town team if they're on one of those tier one teams, even at the younger ages, right? So that's like the whole point, you know, like they usually do, you know, go and separate at that level when they have to declare the national. But they're really kind of specifying like that younger age groups that they won't be able to do both if they're on the tier one. And I disagree. So I agree.
I agree with you.
Yeah. But yeah, what we both agree on also is TSR hockey. They are located in tax-free Salem, New Hampshire, where you can stock up on all your equipment needs. Ryan was talking to me the other day. He's like, I think I'm playing with a broken stick. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. He's like, I got to hit up TSR. But yeah, TSR stocks team apparel from CCM and Bauer and does everything in-house, embroidery and printing. You can reach them in their team store, 603-912-5970. Ask for Mike or Dave, and they will take care of you. Now is the time to give them a buzz to talk about how your team can upgrade your gear wear and swag game. It's all about the swag with these younger players now. TSR Hockey is New England's premier hockey store and is a proud sponsor of the Rink Shrinks. Make sure you check them out at tsrhockey.com for all your shopping needs, and make sure you tell them the Shrink sent you. All right, we got one coming up here from compete levels. I love it. From your playing and coaching experience, what have you noticed in quote-unquote compete level being taught and learned, or do you see it more as something that you are born with? Is it that fire in your belly, also something that comes with age? What are good approaches in teaching high compete level? It is something I would love to get some tips on in order to pass down to the kiddos. For me, hockey was always the most fun when we could walk away knowing you put in your best effort for your team. Thank you for your take, as I have a lot of respect for your levels of hockey and have played and coached at, and your approach to the game as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this a lot. I think just battle drills. There's obviously some kids that are going to have a little bit more fire in their belly than others. But I think just designing practices and battling is huge. I was watching a highlight today, who was a young defenseman for the Blackhawks. And, you know, Luke Richardson, the coach, said, you know, he's just going to compete more. And then, you know, they threw a puck in the corner. Machi have talked about this drill 1,000 times. And it was just like, get after it. Just go compete. And, you know, so it's still something that they're challenging guys in the NHL to do. So at the younger levels, just create those, you know, game type situations, those compete type situations is huge in practice.
Yeah. And we touched on this a couple of weeks ago, but you know, you can't tell a player to care, you know, you can't just, you know, be like, hey, you got to care about that. But like, you have to emphasize that the puck is the most important thing on the ice and you want it, right? You want to protect it when you have it. You want to get it back when you don't have it. So just start trying to, you know, relay that mental message first. And then, you know, you can apply some of these drills that we talked about. And the one thing is some kids might not just be, you know, physical, but they can be competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, if you reinforce that the puck is the most important thing, and designing drills one-on-one where, you know, in tight areas, so they have to compete, and then you can pull them aside if they're not doing it, you know, to up to your standards, or if it's just kind of like a half-ass effort, just be like, you just give it your effort. And then you can start applying some of those, you know, techniques, those little ways to win pucks, body position, and, you know, just that 50-50 puck battle, right? It happens all over the ice. So it doesn't have to just be in the corner. You can just have, you know, a face-off is a 50-50 puck. You know, it's like these areas of the game that are so important for, you know, the eventual outcome that it is not really taught. Like you're like in this question, it was like, it's tough like to teach, because it's, we talk about it, but it's tough to really just kind of duplicate where it happens all over it happens all over the ice. So you have to kind of approach it from the mental side, I believe, first, and then design some drills to really just give each player 50-50 chance, and then see who comes out with it consistently. And then start encouraging that player, talking to the player who didn't get it more. And, you know, the compete drills, like you said, until the day I stopped playing, we did compete drills, you know, one-on-one compete drills. So, yeah, there's plenty out there that you can do, but make your own up. But anytime there's a 50-50 chance, that's really what you want in a tight area, because there'll be some little contact and some strategy behind it as well.
Yep, absolutely.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells. Amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
This one relates to the D skills. Will you be offering any D skills in the summer? So I will say we're working on it. It's a work in progress. It is going to happen. We just don't have the dates set yet. But BY and I have been putting our heads together. You know, two half of brains make one, right?
If that.
Yeah, for us. And the CEOs are, putting together a nice little flyer. So that will be out shortly. But thank you for asking and, putting a little fire under us to make sure we get it out there so people can plan accordingly.
It's coming soon.
Yeah. Coming to a rink near you. The Colony Grill, though. I cooked the other night. Yeah. And I had, some spices and whatnot going. And I was like, I've been wanting pizza. Like for some reason, like just crazy. And I'm like, Colony Grill, I think I have to make a road trip down because you always talk about it. You're pumping it up and they are one of the premier spots to go as a team. So I was like, I'm going to head down. I'm going to visit a buddy and I'm making a trip to a Colony Grill soon. How's that?
I thought you were going to say you tried to duplicate the hot oil pizza or something.
No, I did do a pizza, but
no hot oil hype.
No hot oil hype. But one of the hardest things about traveling for hockey tournaments is deciding on a place to eat. It's really a no-brainer though. Colony Grill is home to the famous hot oil pizza and one-of-a-kind razor-thin crust. It's comfortable, friendly, and run by hockey people, so there's always a game on. If you're heading down I-95 in the Connecticut or Westchester area, or if you're in Maryland, Virginia, or Florida, there's probably a Colony Grill close by. Bring in the team, order it to the hotel, or even pick up a steaming hot pie on the way to the ice. You'll agree, Colony Grill lives up to that hot oil hype. To find the nearest location I love it. Go to colonygrill.com. And yes, so I'm pumped. I'm putting it down. I'm gonna leave a little bit early, and I'm gonna grab a nice pie, and I'll take some photos and some videos so we can post it up. But make sure you check out our Colony Grill if you're in those areas, and go on colonygrill.com if you're going to any tournaments in those areas. All right, we've got the next one here. Love the show. I'm familiar with you both. Question. Do you guys ever talk about team culture or how it's important for the kids to just be good people? These teams, especially the older girls / high school, in my experience, are so catty and clicky and exclusive and sometimes just straight out mean. Do coaches see this going on and does it matter to them? The mean girls seem to push out the nicer girls who just don't want to deal with it and their hockey careers are ended too soon. I would think a hockey team would be more successful with better chemistry and better quality people, but maybe that's not how it works. I guess my questions are coaches blind to this kind of stuff? Should they be taking the temperature of the players and what's happening anonymously throughout the season? Should they incorporate team leadership and teamwork training, or is it better to just be left alone, especially if the team is winning? Just my thoughts for the day. So there's a few things here. What do you think off the rip?
I think right off the bat, as a coach, you absolutely have to have a pulse of your team and talk about culture and being good people and wanting good people on your team. I think that's like very, very important. And I think, me personally as a coach, it's something that we talk about all the time is being a good kid, being a good teammate, whatever it is, right? Picking up tape in the locker room, like you name it. It's just all about being good people. I think little check-ins with the group, especially as they get to that high school level, is definitely important. which I like. I think a couple of those ideas that was stated in the question there were spot on.
Yeah, I would say, you know, non-negotiable item, right? It's, yeah. You know, we talk about work ethic, teammate, which is like really just, you know, being a good person. Like you said, the picking up of tape, you know, and that type of stuff.
It leads to pucks, moving nets, whatever it is.
Yeah, but it leads to on ice chemistry, say camaraderie, or you doing the things for a teammate when they slip up. Yeah. If you care for them off the ice, it's that much easier to care on the ice. It's not like you have to be best friends, but it's also you have to respect that you guys are all in the room together and everyone has the same level of, you know, respect for each other. And what that does is starts developing, you know, good character people, right? So yes, it is your responsibility as a coach to eliminate the cliques and make sure, I mean, not eliminate, I would say there's going to be friend groups in certain times, but like not have it negatively affect the team and the culture. But like, everyone talks about culture, like what is it? It's really just doing the right things. And, yep. And accountability, you know, peer accountability, I think. And that's, that stuff that we were talking about leads to outside the rank. And you talk about stuff, you know, going for a job, social interactions or whatnot. It's, oh, he's a good kid. She's a good kid. Like she's, you know, a stand-up person like that. That it starts there. And like we can learn those lessons. And if they're not already in place, I think a coach can be a very positive influence in a lot of people's lives by providing that, you know, positive quality culture that can be applicable to life after hockey or during hockey, after hockey, outside the rink. And that's what's more important, to be a good person before a good player.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. Jersey, you want to take that Sparks read?
Yeah, BY, I got you. So Sparks, the at-home or on-the-road skate sharpening machine. Head on over to sparkshockey.com and use the promo code BYMOTS, that's BYMOTTS, for $50 off your Sparks sharpener. Sparks is the at-home skate sharpening machine that will never fail. Sparks is the gift that keeps on giving for hockey players and parents, and it's convenient, easy to use, and it will save you money in the long run. With Sparks, you get an accurate sharpening every single time. So head on over to sparkshockey.com and order your machine today. I unfortunately cannot afford one, but BY, Mots, I know you guys both have one, but I have gotten my wheels done before, and it is an unbelievable job that the Sparks machine does. Mots, you can let us know too.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan just buzzed his skates before he went up to Maine, and he's like, yeah, I was just buzzing around, great sharpening. I did I actually got on the ice with him a couple of times last weekend, and I got him going. I'm like, all right, you got to get some conditioning going, whatever. So I'm like, well, I'll give you some rest. I'll go. And I trusted my edges going around the corner. You know, we're going to be getting on the ice. Yeah, we're going to be getting on the ice. I got to try and get those edges going so that we can.
Next week, we're back.
We're back, dude. So, yeah, I know Sparks is the way to go. It is a gift that keeps on giving. So make sure you order your machine today, sparkshockey.com. Jersey, take this question.
All right. So thanks for touching on the topic of the quote-unquote third goal rule on this past Friday's podcast, which BY really got into and said that we were going to touch on in this mailbag episode. So here we go. Ironically, this was intended for individual players and not by team. Directly from an email sent to parents from the hockey director. I'm guessing EX is a subject or example, three goal rule. No player will score more than three goals in one game. If a player with three goals scores an additional goal, the faceoff will be moved down to the other end of the ice and the goal will not count. This was implemented 5 days prior to the start of the playoffs with no explanation as to why and or the benefit of such rule after not having used it at all during the regular season. What is the purpose of such rule? As parents of the player likely targeted by this rule, How should we have addressed our concern? We live in a non-traditional hockey market and the options are the limit.
I mean, I think this is just a way to try to level the playing field, but you know, competition is competition. Yeah, it's stupid. There you go. Oh, the Marlboro man chimes in. I love it. No, I just will say like that you're penalizing a kid who's better than everyone. You know, it's like, what are we doing? Like I did read something where if it was a rec league where, you know, kids are just getting going and like they could swap teams. If someone scores three goals, then he goes to the other team. But BY, you're talking about why not encouraging the kid to make other players better and move the puck and pass, you know, and you know, after three goals, you know, instead of making such a rule that it kind of deflates the kid who wants the puck on his stick, maybe has worked on a shot in the driveway and wants to use it in a game. I don't know. I just, but that's totally on the coach too.
Like the coach has to be like, all right, hey, we're up some goals. Yeah, like not a league rule.
Yeah. And then this is kind of interesting because this seems like these are teams, set teams, and five days, you know, if you're having playoffs and then, you know, after the third goal, like if he's, you know, you're getting penalized with a faceoff in the offensive zone or the defensive zone if you had scored. And I don't know, if you are the parent in a non-traditional hockey market with not many options, I mean, I would just ask for reasons why it was implemented, number one. You know, like if there's a rationale behind it other than that your kid's better than all the other kids, why is he getting penalized versus being supported for his play? If there's not much you can do, then you might have to start racking up some miles to go somewhere else.
Yeah, you know? That's it.
Yeah, try and find another area or team that, you know, your son can, or daughter, I guess, could be able to perform and up to their capabilities and not be penalized. All right, we got our My Hockey Rankings question of the week. All right, BY, why is it in youth hockey that it's mandatory to wear ear protection, but when players get to college and pro level, they don't wear them?
That's a good one for the My Hockey Rankings question of the week. There's not many NHLers that wear it. I would say most guys that do wear the ear protection, it's probably because they've had some type of injury. I know, you know, even this year, coaching a game, one of my players got hit in his ear and he kind of has like some Dumbo ears. And, you know, and he, you know, he got his ear cut and it was bleeding pretty good. I know like John Carlson, he wears one ear flap because he had some type of skull fracture on that side and right. He wears one. You know, Sidney Crosby, Malkin, Clayton Keller, Jack Hughes,
Patrick Kane.
There's probably, I want to say like, I thought I saw something recently that there's like under 100 NHL players that wear them. Mm-hmm. I think most guys take them off because they can and it looks a little cool. Maybe their flow sticks out of it or something. But yeah. I think it's just, you know, the older you get up, instead of adding protection, players think it's cool to like lose protection. And, you know, we learned even this past year, right? Neck guards, things like that. So maybe it's, you know, I don't want to say it, but like, I guess, you know, if Sidney Crosby's wearing them, why wouldn't you wear them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, there's really no educated reason as to why you don't continue to wear the protection. I mean, for example, when I was able to take my cage off, there was no reason for me not to have a half shield on. It wasn't like I was a heavyweight fighter. The game was a little different. I think it was a little bit more of like a kind of, I don't know if it was ego, but it was like, hey, you know what? I was a college kid. Now I'm pro. Like, you know, if I do fight, I don't want a visor on. It was a different type of style, a different game back then. But
yeah,
it came back to bite me, and I got hit in the eye with a puck, you know, and there was no educated reason why I didn't have a shield on. And so it's unfortunate that it has to take an injury for someone to wear the protection that they have been wearing, you know, as a youth player coming up. But that's just how it is, right? Yeah. It's just how it is. But you made a very good point when one of the best players to really ever play, Sidney Crosby, is wearing them. You would think that a lot of kids would follow suit, but I just, yeah, there's really no logical explanation for that. Right.
So. Yeah, there really isn't much of one. And hopefully you see some of these young studs too, like Jack Hughes of the world. Obviously, Patrick Kane, you know, not that he's a young stud anymore, but just a stud. Crosby, guys like that doing it. Hopefully more kids follow suit.
Exactly. You watching any March Madness?
Honestly, I was talking to my boys about it tonight. My kids, not like my homies, and and they were saying I think Colin was like some four seed. I don't even know who it is. Like, they're gonna win it, and I'm like, well, are they number one? He's like, no, number one seed never wins.
So. No, UConn's gonna repeat national champions.
Okay, UConn, yeah, baby. He didn't say UConn. You bet. Like, he said, like, Iowa State or something. I'm like, all right, kid.
Yeah, he's probably thinking of the women's bracket with Caitlin Clark on the team.
Yeah, but they're just Iowa. I don't know.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know. I like to see a good upset. I'll definitely be tracking it. I'll definitely be watching it when I can. Yeah. But I can't say that I've been too up to date on my March Madness stuff. Like, Jersey Shore saying that UConn's going to win it again is the most unoriginal thought ever.
Why is that?
Because like saying, oh, yeah, like UConn's
no, always. No, I'm a UConn fan. I've been a UConn fan.
You're a big UConn fan.
I remember Kemba Walker back in 2012 or 2011 winning
2012.
It. Good. Yeah, I was a senior in high school. You believe that? And you were like my first coach in freaking high school with that stuff. So, and then you had the madness in 04 with one of their first championships with an unreal team with Emeka Okafor and Ben Gordon and all these guys. Like, UConn's going to repeat. I'm telling you. Put a wager on it through Bet Online, because you'll get some good odds and you'll win some money.
Love it. All right. Nice. Hey, so BY, we're going to wrap it up here. You know, I think you just need to get a little rest, maybe some tea.
I got to get the tea and honey going. Yep.
Yeah. Just try to coat the vocal cords for tomorrow so you can get back at it yelling and screaming. All right, BY. Well, thanks for gutting it out. You are a real warrior for showing up and putting your best effort in when you're not at 100%. So, remember, this show is presented to you by Bet Online. Remember, they are your bracket headquarters. Jersey, time to cue the rink shrink shuffle, brother.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.